Thanks is due to Allah, the Lord, the Most High, the Most Merciful. We ask Allah for forgiveness. We seek help from Allah. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our action and from the evils of ourselves. Verily, any innovation leads the person to the hellfire. And the best way is the way of Sunnah, the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best word is the word of Allah, Al-Quran. Quran is the spoken word of Allah, heard by angel Jibreel alayhi salam, taught to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his companion how to recite Quran exactly the way he heard it from angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And it came to us generation after generation, from one teacher to the one after. And now we recite Quran, alhamdulillah, exactly the same way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard from Jibreel alayhi salam. And it was narrated that when someone wants to talk to Allah, he should make wudu and start to pray. The time you say Allahu Akbar, you start to have a meeting with Allah. And then you end up the meeting saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The other part of hadith, if you want Allah to speak to you, read Quran. So reading Quran is something every Muslim should learn, should spend as much time as they can to read Quran. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. Narrated Abu Imama, he said, I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, recite the noble Quran because it will come as an intercessor for you in the hereafter. Narrated Muslim. Another hadith عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. That's in صحيح البخاري. Narrated عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه وارضاه, Allah's messenger said, the best amongst you is the one who learns Quran and teaches to others. So this is like the best thing in our life. وعن عائشة in صحيح البخاري and المسلم متفق عليه, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر به مع السفرة الكرام البررة والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران. Narrated Aisha رضي الله عنها, Allah's messenger said, the one who's proficient in the reciting of the noble Quran, the one who recites Quran in a perfect way, exactly the same way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught to his companion, that person is going to be associated with the honorable and obedient scribes, angels in paradise, and he will recite the noble Quran. And then the one who finds it difficult for himself to recite and making his best, he will have a double reward. So the one who recites Quran or learns Quran and finds it difficult for himself, but he's making it he's making a lot of efforts to practice Quran and to recite Quran in a perfect way, that person will receive two rewards. The first one because of reciting Quran. The second reward because it is difficult for him and he's making a lot of efforts to make it perfect. So reciting the Quran is something very important for Muslims, especially Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening surah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because no one can pray without reciting Al-Fatiha. Of course, for non-Muslims who just reverted to Islam, if they don't know that, so they can pray, but they have to practice how to recite Al-Fatiha as soon as possible. And now let me talk to someone who may think that people who speak Arabic or read Arabic can read Quran very easily. The answer is wrong. That's false. Because Quran has its own rules and regulations. The only way to be able to read Quran and to recite Quran is to learn Quran from someone who learned Quran from Sheikh. So this is the way it comes to us. So anyone run a tape and then listen to one of the readers, the best ones, and after that he recites and he feels that he recites Quran, we found that wrong. This is not correct. Everybody should recite Quran before someone who is knowledgeable and who knows the rules of the Quran. Surah Al-Fatiha is the most important surah. Everybody, it is a sort of obligation upon each individual Muslim to be able to recite this surah in a perfect way. And after that, inshallah, we will go for the short surah, the short chapters, and inshallah try to practice more and more. So I will start, inshallah, to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And after that, I will ask brothers to recite and then to make the comments and to correct the pronunciation. And by the way, the one who had not learned how to recite Quran before, I'm talking about new Muslims who just reverted to Islam, it is easier for them to recite Quran in a perfect way than someone who learned how to recite Quran before but in a wrong way, because it's hard to correct them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
So may I start to listen to brothers inshallah? Brother Mu'min, you can start. Brother Mu'min.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
ما شاء الله That's good So who's going to recite next inshallah
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
جزاك الله خيرا ما شاء الله that's good so who's going to be the next so is there anyone wants to recite
do I go now what الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
ما شاء الله So who's next
Was that okay? Did I pronounce the words right or what? What did I do wrong?
Inshallah, we'll go over each ayah after we finish listening to brothers and sisters. So any sister who's new to Islam can recite as well. So now let's start with brother Mu'min. The first ayah, the first verse. So inshallah, we start saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brother Mu'min.
Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah, that's perfect. Brother Muttaqun.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ar-Rahman. Can you say it again, please?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
And sister.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحمن Could you repeat this after me please? الرحمن
الرحمن
Just try to do it the way I'm doing it now And by the way, I would like everybody to have the surah looking at the ayah so we can learn more inshallah الرحمن.
الرحمن.
Yeah, you are almost there. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
When you pronounce the letter Ra, try to wait a little bit. What? Let me imitate you. You say Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. It is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. Please say it again.
Ar-Rahman.
MashaAllah. That's perfect. One more time, please.
Ar-Rahman.
MashaAllah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahman
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahman.
That's good. Rahman Ar.
Rahman Ar. Rahman Ar.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Can you say the whole verse? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah. You know, we should have more patience when we learn how to recite Quran. I had, alhamdulillah, like many experience before. For people who just reverted to Islam or new Muslims, it's really easy if they have the niyyah, if they have the intention and the like the willingness to recite Quran. So it will take maybe one more time, and inshallah it will be perfect bismillah. So we are going to move to the second ayah, because as we know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is a verse among each surah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Mu'min.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Brother Muttaqoon.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Sister Amina, are you there?
Yes. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
May I listen it one more time, please?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
So let us divide this verse. So the first part, Alhamdulillahi. Alhamdulillahi. It is not Ilhamdu. Ilhamdu is mistake. It's wrong. Alhamdu. Alhamdu. Alhamdulillahi. Could you say it again, please?
Alhamdulillahi.
Alhamdu. Alhamdulillahi. Learning how to recite Quran is just to imitate the person who recites Quran. Alhamdu. Alhamdu. Could you repeat that after me?
Alhamdu. Alhamdu.
Let me say Alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
MashaAllah. You are almost there. Alhamdu. Alhamdulillahi.
Alhamdu. Alhamdulillahi.
Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbil Alameen.
One more time, please. رب العالمين.
رب العالمين.
ما شاء الله. We are going to move to the next. الرحمن الرحيم. Brother, moment please.
الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله. Brother متقون.
الرحمن الرحيم.
One more time please.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Oh, the second one. الرحيم. الرحيم. الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
جزاكم الله خيرا. سيستر أمينة.
الرحمن الرحيم.
Now, let me try to show you. When you say you say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, it should be this way. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. And by the way, like for any other members who are attending now, if you feel that you have this mistake, you can pronounce it. You can try to practice. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. Say it more time, please.
Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman.
MashaAllah. So, you wait a little bit when you pronounce Ar, because this is like two Ra, two letters. If you say Ar-Rahman, so now you are pronouncing only one Ra, it is Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. One more time, please.
Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim.
MashaAllah, that's perfect. I'm going to the next verse. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Brother, moment.
مالك يوم الدين.
MashaAllah, brother, moment is reciting very well. So, he will help others, inshallah. Because the more you listen to people who recite very good, the easier for you, like to be able to get the pronunciation. Try to imitate. One more time, please, brother, moment. But try to pronounce it slowly. Like Maliki Yawm al-Din. So people got to know each letter and got to hear it in a perfect way. One more time, please.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
MashaAllah, when you listen to the Dal Yawm al-Din Maliki, so it's very clear, and this is one of the mistakes. During, inshallah, through this lesson, I'm going to give some hints about the mistakes I heard from someone and they don't know. Sometimes they say, Malik Yawm al-Din, and this is a mistake. Sometimes they say, Malik Yawm al-Din. It should be this way. Maliki Yawmi. Maliki Yawmi. Ki. Maliki. Maliki. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Brother Mutaqoon.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
There you go. I heard it. Malik. Not Maliki. Maliki. One more time, please. Maliki.
مالك يوم الدين.
There is something very interesting. Sometimes, when you read, you don't catch the mistakes. But if you ask someone else to listen to you, so they will know exactly. So if you tape that for yourself, you will feel it. Maliki. Maybe someone feel that he say it this way, Maliki, but it is Malik Yawm al-Din. So one more time, please. Try to hear yourself when you say Maliki Yawmi, Ki Yawmi, Ki Yawm al-Din. Okay? One more time, please, brother Mutaqun.
Malik Yawm al-Din.
Let us divide this into two parts. Maliki Yawmi. I just want to hear this. Maliki Yawmi. Maliki Yawmi. Go on, please.
Maliki Yawmi. Maliki Yawmi.
Jazakum Allah khaira. I feel that sometimes I am very serious, so this is not an offensive. So please forgive me, but this is I'm taking this very seriously. Maliki Yawm al-Din. The whole verse again, brother Mutaqun.
Maliki Yawm al-Din. Maliki Yawm al-Din.
MashaAllah. That's perfect. That's perfect. And by the way, you got to, if you hear anyone reciting the Quran with that mistakes, try to also teach and help them. Brother, sister Amina.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Let us divide this into two parts. Maliki Yawmi. Maliki Yawmi. Go on, please.
Maliki Yawmi. Maliki Yawmi.
MashaAllah. Just stick with this one. Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din.
One more time, please. Yawm al-Din. Yawm al-Din.
Yawm al-Din. Maliki Yawm al-Din.
Jazakum Allah khaira. I feel that there might be other members who have problems with this surah, but they don't like to take the mic and to recite. So please, it is an obligation upon each Muslim to be able to recite Al-Fatiha in a perfect way. Very good. And if you have that chance to do so and you don't do so, that will be a sort of mistake and a sort of sin. So just try to check yourself. Exactly. By the way, I heard many mistakes when I listened to people here. And back home too, as I mentioned, being an Arab or being someone who speak Arabic and read Arabic has nothing to do with reciting Quran. Reciting Quran is to read it the same way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard it from Jibril alayhi salam, and Quran is the spoken word of Allah heard by Jibril alayhi salam. So can you imagine that when you read Quran, Allah is talking to you and you read it exactly the same way? The next ayah, brother Mu'min.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
MashaAllah, brother Mu'min, you are a good candidate to be a teacher in the future. Your pronunciation is very good. I feel it, the way you give each letter as if you are taking the letter from its location, because as we know, each letter has its location in our mouth. And we should be able to know that, inshallah, in the future. Brother Muttaqun?
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله. That's perfect. I like the way you recite Quran, brother Muttaqun. جزاكم الله خيرا. Let me mention the mistakes that may someone do when they recite this verse. Sometimes you hear someone saying, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Now, the mistake here, إياك نعبد, it should be إياك نعبد, نعبد, نعبد. So that mistake I heard several times before. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Sister Amina.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
Here, when we say إياك, you should give إي the ياء a sort of extension. You prolong it for like a little bit, إياك. If you say إياك, إياك, that's a mistake. إياك, إياك, إياك نعبد, إياك نعبد. Again, Sister Amina.
إياك نعبد
وإياك نستعين.
وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله. The next ayah, brother Mumin. Brother Mumin, the next ayah, please. Maybe brother Mumin has some problems with his mic. So, brother Muttaqun, go ahead, please.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. One more time, please.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Brother Mumin.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
ما شاء الله. Brother Muttaqun again, please.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Now, here, اهدنا الصراط. الصراط. Everybody should make sure, ما شاء الله, both recited this verse in a perfect way. الصراط. Make sure that when you say الصراط, you don't pronounce it as as-sirata. It is sad, not seen. اهدنا الصراط. الصراط. الصراط المستقيم. So, sometimes you hear someone mixing sad with seen. So when they say الصراط المستقيم, that's a mistake. Or الصراط المستقيم. Make sure that you separate or you make a distinction between صاد and سين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Sister Amina.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Yeah, of course, brother Muttaqun. Yeah, please go ahead and try.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
MashaAllah. Now you see how he pronounced sa and pa and seen. صراط المستقيم. Sister Amina, one more time, please.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Let me divide this verse also into two parts. اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
Now I have to stress اهدنا. اهدنا. I heard it this way. اهدنا. 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 This is not the way it should be. The correct way is اهدنا. اهدنا. Could you say it? Could you repeat after me? اهدنا.
اهدنا. اهدنا.
MashaAllah. That's excellent. One more time, please. اهدنا.
اهدنا.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Now, اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط.
One more time, please. اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط.
الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا. اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. One more time, please.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
I would like you to divide it into two parts. You say اهدنا الصراط and then الصراط المستقيم. So let's start with the first part. اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
Let us say it this way. اهدنا الصراط. I would like to repeat this. نصراط. نصراط.
I understand. Is it اهدنا الصراط?
The way you connect اهدنا to الصراط needs some work. So that's what I'm trying to do. اهدنا الصراط. It sound this way. It should sound this way. نصراط. نصراط.
اهدنا نصراط.
One more time, please.
اهدنا نصراط.
No. You say اهدنا الصراط. But I tried to show you how to connect اهدنا with الصراط. اهدنا الصراط. نصراط. This way. اهدنا الصراط. One more time, please.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
ما شاء الله. الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
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 The next verse, brother Mumin.
The whole thing or part by part?
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Okay. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
ما شاء الله. Brother متقون.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
One more time, please.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
ما شاء الله. So, the mistake that may someone make is to make قلقلة when they pronounce noon. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Sometimes you hear it this way. صراط الذين أنعمت. أنعمت. That's a mistake. أنعمت. The correct way is أنعمت. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Sister Amina.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
To make it easy for you, we will say صراط الذين.
صراط الذين.
Try to pay more attention to the connection between the two words. صراط الذين. طلذين. صراط الذين. Go ahead, please.
صراط الذين.
الذين أنعمت.
الذين أنعمت.
الذين أنعمت.
الذين أنعمت.
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 ما شاء الله. جزاك الله خيرا. Again, one more time, please, the whole thing. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Now you forget what we said. So let's go back. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
ما شاء الله. That's perfect. The last thing, brother Mumin.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
جزاكم الله خيرا. That's perfect. Brother متقون.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Now let me put some stress on the mistakes, which is a common mistake. I heard that in Arab countries too. Sometimes you hear someone saying غير غير المغضوب غير. So
no sound.
Assalamu alaikum. Do you listen to me? Do you hear me? Okay. Now I'm trying to show you the mistakes that someone may make. غير المغضوب عليهم. Sometimes you hear someone saying it this way. غير المغضوب. غير. That's a mistake. The correct way is to say غيري. غيري. Another thing. حرف غا. The letter غين is حرف تفخيم. What does تفخيم mean? That حرف should be pronounced heavy. Not light. You should make it heavy. You should make it thick. غيري. غيري. Sometimes you hear someone saying غيري. غيري. No, that's a mistake. غيري. That's wrong. The perfect way, the correct way is to say غيري. غيري. ري. غيري المغضوبي. And again, المغضوبي. I heard also some mistakes. Someone may say it this way. المغضوبي. المغضوبي. So, if someone familiar with the قلقلة, they apply a rule to this letter, غين, which should not be exist, because this is like a big mistake. غير المغضوب. So we should pronounce it this way. المغضوب. غير المغضوب عليهم. بو. المغضوب عليهم. And then, this is like also a common mistake for the last word, which is الضالين. We should prolong the pronunciation of this letter. If you look at your copy now, you will see a sign of med. They call it a sign of med. Med is like extension or to prolong the pronunciation. So when you see this mark, so you have to know what kind of extension is this one. What kind of med you should make. The meaning of med or extension is to prolong the letter, and here it is an obligation. This is compulsory med. So we should make it at least 6 movements. What does this mean? Try to read it, and when you start to hit the ba, count on your finger 6 times. You have, like, if you have your hand like this, I know no one sees me now, but you open your hand and have your fingers open, and after that try to count using your finger. You have 5 fingers, and then you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the time for the pronunciation. This is the time for the extension. So if you make it less than that, so this is not accepted. Let me say it again. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. If you hear someone saying it this way, ضَالِّين, that's a mistake. ضَالِّين. So the perfect way, and there is no other way, there is no option here in this rules. We should make it at least 6 movements. You counted using your finger, and if you have a chance, or if you had a chance before to see any like sheikh or the one who read Quran in a perfect way, like readers, you will find them move using their fingers to adjust this rule. So now, Sister Amina, may you start to say the last part. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
So as we used to do, let us divide this verse into like 3 maybe parts. First, غير المغضوب. غير المغضوب.
غير المغضوب. غير المغضوب.
Let us try to practice saying غير. غا. Just غا. غا. غا.
غا. غري.
One more time, please. غا. غا. غا.
غا. غا.
ما شاء الله. غيري. غي.
غري. غري.
غيري. غيري.
غري. غري.
ما شاء الله. Try to make the ياء غي غيري غيري
غيري غيري
ما شاء الله may Allah reward you inshallah and myself غيري المغضوبي
غيري مغضوبي
غيري المغضوبي
غيري مغ غير غيري مغضوبي
ما شاء الله you got two rewards for trying this inshallah one more time please غير المغضوب
غير مغضوب
المغضوب عليهم
مغضوب عليهم
المغضوب عليهم
مغضوب عليهم
Can you say just عليهم عليهم
عليهم I don't know what I'm saying. Am I saying two? I see two A's. I don't know.
One more time, please. المغضوب عليهم
مغضوب عليهم
What you did is a separation a little bit between المغضوب and عليهم. So you should have the connection right away. المغضوب عليهم. And let me say it this way. بعليهم. مغضوب عليهم. بعليهم. بعليهم. المغضوب عليهم. Okay, go ahead.
مغضوب عليهم.
So try to say it the way you used to say and then we'll see inshallah from the beginning from غير المغضوب عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم المغضوب عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم
what I heard is you say المغضوب عليهم it is المغضوب عليهم could you say it more again more time
غير المغضوب عليهم
ما شاء الله yeah that's perfect And then say walabbalin walabbalin
wa'adwalin
walabbalin
waladwalin
I'll try to practice the letter ba walabba walabba just say walabba
walada
walabba walabba
walada
now make the extension like the to prolong the pronunciation وَلَبَّالِّين
وَلَدَّالِّين
ما شاء الله that's like four so I need like two more وَلَبَّالِّين and try to use your finger. This is the only way to measure that.
Waladwalin.
MashaAllah. So, I would like to listen to Brother Mu'min to recite the whole surah again. Please, you can start.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. But I heard something which is أنعمت. I heard it shaking like أنا أنعمت أنعمت. So could you say it again please? The last verse. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. That's perfect. Brother Muttaqoon, go ahead.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. Could you say it one more time please?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. I just heard when you say مالك يوم الدين you make مالك with سكون like I heard it somehow مالك يوم الدين. So try to put to stress on this and say مالك يوم الدين مالك يوم الدين. And also إياك نعبد نعبد. It is not نعبد 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 وإياك نستعين. So I think you should work on that, inshallah. Sister Amina, go ahead.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. So there is some improvement, alhamdulillah. So I would like you to recite it one more time, but try to recite it very slow and try to pay more attention to the way you should pronounce each letter. So one more time please and make it slow inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المجدود لكم على دولين.
ما شاء الله. So I hope like everybody got to learn something new today. And I'm wondering if there is any brothers around and did not participate, because I can see some names, but I'm not sure if they are brothers or sisters. They just come to the website. So anyone wants to practice, so you can practice, inshallah, right now.
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
ما شاء الله. Thank you, brother Muttaqun. You have a very strong will, inshallah. So anybody wants to practice or to make sure that he recites Al-Fatiha in a perfect way, and that's open for sisters who are new to Islam or who just read but they don't beautify their voice when they read. So maybe Sister Layla can coordinate that and see if someone is interested to recite. We still have like 30 minutes. So now you get the permission. Any sister wants to try the Fatiha and she's not sure that she recited in a perfect way or not, she can go ahead. Who's going to start?
What did you say?
I'm saying, is there anyone like to practice Al-Fatiha?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
ما شاء الله. You have a very strong will and like time by time I feel that you're improving the pronunciation. ما شاء الله. By the way, each class I will start to check about Al-Fatiha, because this is like the most important thing in our daily life. We recite that like in each like salah, each rak'ah we have to recite Al-Fatiha. So I'm going to try, inshallah, each time to check out Al-Fatiha and to give it maybe a sort of 20 minutes or 30 minutes at the beginning. So if no one is interested to recite Al-Fatiha, so are there any questions? I heard that Sister Islami or... okay, you can go ahead.
Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Could you please like recite verses separately and then let me to make a comment. Start please with Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين
رب العالمين رب الع رب العالمين again please
الحمد لله رب العالمين
when I stress something and I want somebody to repeat something, you should not start from the beginning of the verse because you are going to forget what I said. So just try to say the part I mentioned. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Only this part. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah, go on, please.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Yeah, that's good.
Malik Yawm Ad-Din.
You can go on, please.
Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in.
Can you say it again? Maliki Yawm Ad-Din.
Maliki Yawm Ad-Din.
Okay, go on to the next one.
Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in.
Let me show you something. Iyyaka ka. We have two letters in Arabic language, ka and qa. So when you pronounce ka, try to make it ka. Iyyaka na'budu. Iyyaka na'budu. Again, please.
Iyyaka na'budu. Iyyaka na'budu.
That's good. Go on, please.
Wa iyyaka nasta'in.
MashaAllah. The next verse.
Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim.
MashaAllah, that's good. The last one. And for the last verse, there are some types of recitation, because we know that Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad SAW in 7 different type of recitation. So one of them, they said, you can stop on صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. So you can stop here. And then you start غير المغضوب عليهم. So to make it easier for those who cannot prolong the pronunciation for ولا الضالين 6 حركة. So you can divide this verse. So go ahead please, and then read it the way you want. صراط الذين.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Try to make the letter قا heavy, thick. صراط الذين. صراط الذين. Could you repeat that after me, please? صراط.
صراط. صراط الذين.
MashaAllah, that's good. And do you know why we do that? We do that to make a difference between ta and ta. Because in Arabic letters we have ta and ta. So if someone by mistake say صراط الذين, that's wrong. That's a mistake. There is no صراط. It is صراط. صراط. So now go ahead, mashallah. You did it in a perfect way. صراط الذين أنعمت.
صراط الذين أنعمت. صراط الذين أنعمت.
Go on, please.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
As we mentioned before, ولا الضالين. You should open your hand, look at your finger, and then try to count the pronunciation after you hit ba. You say it this way. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. That's the way that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم heard it from Jibreel عليه السلام. So try to read that one more time, please. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And prolong the pronunciation. Make it long.
وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ.
Now, what I heard is, if you look at your mushaf and try to check the sign for med, there is a sign above the alif. after walabba, there is a sign there. So that's where you should prolong the pronunciation, and you shake it. You should make it long, like at least six haraka, up to six haraka. You make it six haraka. So please go ahead and make it again. Ballin, this way. MashaAllah. And inshallah at home, you can practice more. And then next time, we are going to check this surah again. So, who's going to be next? We still have some time.
Brother, my grandson is going to say it, inshallah. Go ahead. He's 6 years old. Go ahead.
MashaAllah. I'm very touched by that, mashallah. Jazakallahu khaira. You know, this is the way it should be. Like, mothers should teach her kids how to recite Quran, because, like, most of guys are outside their home. So, could you let him to recite it very slow? And then to give me a time between two verses, and be patient with me.
Alhamdulillah
Rabbil Alameen. Try to make the mic close to his mouth, because it's hard to hear him.
Could you hear him, brother?
Yeah, it's good now. Rabbil Alameen. Repeat after me. Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah, go on for the next one. The next verse, please. Yeah, just to say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
MashaAllah, go to the next one. Maliki Yawm Al-Din.
Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Maliki Yawm Al-Din.
Maliki Yawm Al-Din.
Maliki Yawm Al-Din.
Yawm Al-Din.
Yawm Al-Din.
MashaAllah, it's easier for kids to learn more than adults to, because they just copy what they hear. Iyyaka na'budu.
Iyyaka na'budu.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
One more time. Iyyaka na'budu.
Iyyaka na'budu.
Na'budu. Na'budu.
Na'budu.
Na'budu. Na'budu.
Na'budu. Na'budu.
That's perfect, mashallah. Wa iyyaka nasta'in.
إياك نعبد
وإياك نستعين
إيمان
وإياك نستعين
إياك نستعين
One more time وإياك نستعين
وإياك نستعين
نستعين
Last time
Say it after me. Nasta. Nasta.
Nasta.
I'm here for you. I will not let you go, inshallah, until you pronounce it in a perfect way. Nasta. Nasta.
Nasta. Nasta.
Nasta'in.
Nasta'in.
نستعين
نستعين
ما شاء الله that's good اهدنا الصراط
ابي لست انت
again the first one اهدنا اهدنا
اهدنا اهدنا
try to say it this way اه اه اه
اه اه
You know, that's the way how to teach your kids. Ihdina.
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 Allah. MashaAllah. That's wonderful. Ihdina al-sirata.
Ihdiyas-anta.
اهدنا الصراط الصراط
الصراط
الصراط
الصراط
Listen to that. That's perfect. So when you teach to kids, try to divide the verse into like words. And after that, you connect them. المستقيم
المستقيم مستقيم
صراط الذين
صراط بنا الذين
صراط الذين
صراط الذين
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 ما شاء الله أنعمت عليهم
أن الله إن أن أن الله إن أن
أنعمت
الله
Listen to me carefully أن أنعمت
أن أنعمت
ما شاء الله again أنعمت
أن أنت
عليهم
عليهم
غير المغضوب
غير أبيلي
So the first time he say it you see it's wrong but after you try it with him mashallah he did it in a perfect way غيري غيري
غيري
غيري غيري
رأيني
Try just to say it this way غي غا غا غا
رأيني الله
غا غا غا
La.
It is not la. It is from your throat. Ga. Ga. Ga.
Ga. Ga. Ga.
Ghayri.
Ghayri. Ghayri.
Ghayri. Ghayri.
غالي
غيري غيري
غاريلي.
Let's move to the next word. المغضوبي المغضوبي.
اللابودي المهدوري.
المغضوبي المغضوبي.
المغضوبي المغضوبي.
That's perfect. You're a nice boy. عليهم
علم عليهم.
One more time. عليهم
عليهم.
ما شاء الله. ولا الضالين
ضالين.
Try to prolong and make the letter after dad long, very long. Dallin.
Brother, could you repeat it, please?
Wala dallin. Just try to make it easy. Say walabba walabba
walabba.
Good. Walabba walabba
walabba walabba.
Now ballin. MashaAllah, that is more than we expected. You recite it in a good way. May Allah, inshallah, help us to raise our kids to love the Quran, to love to recite Quran, and to be among people, the Ahlul Quran, the people of Quran, inshallah, in the hereafter. Are there any questions? If you recite it slowly, so I can, we don't have time now. So, let him please recite it slowly, so I can catch the mistakes. And give me time to make a comment.
It's a she, and if she, she's gonna go. Okay, inshallah, go. Do the first one. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Okay, go on.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Alrahmanirrahim.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Again. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Alameen.
Say Alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
Lillahi.
Lillahi.
Rabbil Alameen.
Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Try to stress on the Ra. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahim.
Ar-Rahim.
Maliki Yawmi.
Maliki Yawmi.
Yawmiddin.
Yawmiddin. Yawmiddin.
إياك نعبد.
إياك نعبد.
وإياك نستعين.
إياك نستعين.
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 سي نست نست
نست نست
نستعين.
نستعين.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
اهدنا الصراط.
المستقيم.
أرسطين.
المستقيم.
أمستعين. أمستقيم.
المستقيم.
المستقيم.
صراط الذين أنعمت.
صراط الذين أنعمت.
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 عليهم.
عليهم. عليهم.
غير المغضوب.
الله المبدول. قاوي. قاوي. مدولي. دوبي.
My time is up now, and I think you have another class at 8 o'clock. So, are there any? So, inshallah, I will continue. The day after tomorrow, I think Sunday at 11 p.m., inshallah. So, are there any questions before I leave? So, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Inshallah, I'll see you next time. And I hope, inshallah, everybody will have a chance to work on what we heard today. And then, if you have any question, inshallah, next time you can ask me if you have anything like any mistakes, or if you feel that I have to talk more about Surah Al-Fatiha. And inshallah, we'll start the next meetings to recite Al-Fatiha for like the first 30 minutes, inshallah, unless otherwise stated, because I may meet another group at that time. Thank you very much, and jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.